the 25th of May in 1852, after old folks at home had been wildly successful, Stephen wrote to the minstrel leader E.P. Christie. He said, "I find that by my efforts I've done a great deal to build up a taste for the Ethiopian songs," a term which Christie still used, "a taste among refined people by making the words suitable to their taste instead of the trashy and really offensive words which belong to some songs of that order." That's his most direct statement in his letters about what he was trying to do. But by 1853, the transformation of his minstrel songs seemed complete. That was the year he wrote Old Dog Tray for the minstrel troops, a song which had nothing to do with the South. But his only other minstrel song that year was the one which came to have the greatest impact of all on American society, My Old Kentucky Home. This was sketched out in manuscript as a song about poor Uncle Tom, shortly after Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, began to appear in serial form in a national magazine. As quickly as the novel was transformed to a stage play, My Old Kentucky Home was inserted, and together the two became a powerful force to gain public support for abolition. This song helps us realize that it was largely after Foster's own time, during the Reconstruction era, that the reinterpretation and the different uses, we could even say abuses, of his songs caused them to be seen as condoning slavery. Here are Don Marshall and the Dear Friends to perform My Old Kentucky Home.